Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I want to continue. Todd Walrath is going to be joining us probably a little bit later on. He probably is gotten caught in traffic. He lives in our nation's capital, hard by to our nation's capital, and sometimes the traffic can get a little crazy up there. But he'll probably be with us in just a few minutes. I want to continue, though, to talk about some of the things that we were just talking about with Mike Lamb about making money online. Folks, if you've got this idea that you're looking for an opportunity, you'd like to start a business, you'd like to start your own business, you know a little bit about the internet, and you think that maybe that's where your fortune could lie. Well, you know what? You might be right. The internet, a lot of people have made a lot of money on the internet. A lot of people, some of them have gotten rich. And I don't just mean that they started a .com company and cashed out. I'm talking about literally doing business online. Some people have gotten rich. Some people have made just a nice steady income. Some people are doing it right now. And a lot more people will. The internet is an incredibly powerful, powerful tool. And that's what it is. It's a tool. It's many things, actually. But it's, and I should say, shouldn't say the internet, I should say the World Wide Web, because that includes email. As you know, email is a very important part of your online strategy. But the all of that capability of being able to connect to people all around the world, and to bring them to your table, to bring them to your online storefront, maybe even to bring them to your real storefront. That's an incredibly powerful thing, the likes of which has never been. I mean, the only thing I can think of that was as much of a paradigm shift, as much of a shift in the way people do business. The closest things I can think of, the two things that I can think of that changed the way people do business would have been the telephone and the automobile. I can't think of anything else that would be close. And those two, and the impact, the unbelievable impact that those two had, either one of those two, really took a long time. It took a long time for those two to have the kind of universal impact, the kind of diffusion into the marketplace that the World Wide Web has had. So the advantages of doing business online, the opportunity to do business online, the opportunity to make money online, all that's real. It's absolutely real. But it is not, contrary to these schemes, many of them scams that you hear about on the radio, that you may read about, you may see on television, wherever you may see them. Contrary to what those things tell you, it's not easy to make money online. As I said earlier when we were talking to Mike Lamb in the previous half hour, it may be easy, the transaction, once you get the transaction to happen, that part's pretty easy. Because what happens is, you're asleep. It's midnight, wherever you are. And on the other side of the planet, it's daylight. And somebody is at your website. And they see the thing that you offer there, whatever it might be. In my case, it might be a book. We sell books while I sleep on my website at night. Your site, it might be something, something used. Maybe your site is nothing more than a flea market online. In some ways, that's what eBay is, right? But somebody on the other side of the planet has gone to your website and bought something. And so they put down a credit card number. The transaction happened. It was cleared. You woke up the next morning, you opened up your email and your website, and there's an order for something you sold. And all you have to do is put it on, you know, give it to the mailman or take it to UPS or FedEx or somebody like that, package it up and send it off. That's pretty easy, right? Well, that is the only easy part about all this. The stuff that got you to the point where you could actually do that, that's the hard part. We're going to talk about that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
At the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight, circling the nexus in a fever dance with fate. Will be the spirit that knows.
Little Dan Fogelberg for you there.
There'll be the hunter who's flies his own
breath. That's from the Innocent Age album. I wore out about two of those CDs. Till I bought, cassettes. Till I bought a CD. That's probably one of the best albums I've ever owned. The Innocent Age album, about 25 years old almost, something like that. It's a great album. Dan Fogelberg, a great artist. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, 17 till. Maybe I sold some CDs on his website. See, that's how it works, folks. That's how it happens. That's the hard part. The hard part is creating. We're talking about doing business online, if you just tuned in. The good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is once you got it established, once you got it up and running, once you got people who know about you and they come to your site, and you deliver value and you deliver good service, they buy something from you and you get it right out to them and they like what they see, they're going to come back. They're going to keep doing business with you. Once you get to that point, that's the good part. The bad and the ugly is, and I shouldn't, maybe bad and the ugly is not the right way to say it. The difficult and the challenging, maybe that's the more appropriate terms to use. The good, the difficult, and the challenging, I'll say it that way. The good, the difficult and challenging part is, you know, first you got to get a website up. And folks, you can't sell something online. You can't make money while you sleep if that's what your goal is, if you don't have an e-commerce component. You know, we've talked about this before. Anita Rosen's taught us well on our show about the concept of e-business. E-business is the umbrella. It's the big overarching concept of doing some kind of business online, but it might not be to have an e-commerce site. E-commerce is where people can actually give you their money while you sleep. Or, you know, while I'm doing my radio show, people can buy things on my website. That's the e-commerce component of e-business. There's also e-shopping. We've talked about that before. And in a way, you could say people can do business with you online because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've gone to websites that didn't have an e-commerce component. And I would be on their website. I'd pick up the phone. The phone number's there. I'd call the phone number. And I'd say, I'm on your website. I'm on this page. This is what I want. And they say, sure, no problem. And they take my information. And we do business. So even though I didn't buy from them online, I used the website to buy something. I did what they call e-shopping, what Anita Rosen calls e-shopping. And, of course, then there's the e-customer service component, which we won't talk about right now, because that's not the focus of what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is all the work that has to go into making yourself available online. And I do want to focus on, I want to get back to the e-commerce part, which is that's where people actually can, you have a catalog products and services online, and they actually, people can actually give you their money online. That's the ultimate way to do business online, is for people to be able to literally find what they want and buy it right there, right then. And so, in order to do that, though, see, getting someone to build you a website, doing the e-commerce part of it, even though it's a little more expensive, it's not prohibitively expensive, but it does cost a little money. It costs a little ongoing money. There's a maintenance fee for the ability to, to be an online merchant. There's a maintenance fee every month. There's a transaction fee that you're going to have to deal with. But all those are just details. You can hire somebody to do that for you. That's really not that hard. Doing the transaction is not that hard. Shipping it out is not that hard. But the hard part. And so whenever you read something or you see an ad or you hear an ad that talks about how easy that is, they're right. But the part they leave out, oftentimes, the part they don't tell you about before they take your money, when they give you this little business in a box idea that they've got, these get-rich-quick schemes on the internet, the part they don't tell you about is that maybe it takes you months, most of the time years, to build relationships. That's one of the things Mike Lamb talked to us about in the last half hour. It takes a while. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort to build relationships so that people will find you. They'll come back to you. They'll allow you to send them new information. You know, the people, these are people you have to continue to contact. You have to continue to reach out to them. You know, one of the things, for example, let's use just in my own case, I have, you know about my newsletter. That newsletter is sponsored by my corporate partners. So there's a link to all of them on my newsletter. You've given me permission to send you the letter. We send you our content. It's got a commercial message in it, mine as well as theirs. You may see that message. You may get my newsletter for years. We've got people who have been subscribed to my newsletter since the beginning. They may have been subscribing for 6.5 years, and then all of a sudden, they need something one of my sponsors sell, or they want to buy one of my books or whatever. Because I've been sending them that newsletter and they've given me permission to do that, today might be the day, 6 years later, that they actually buy something from me. Now, how long did I have to labor to get that business? It can happen. It can take that long. Tin Tail, stay with us. Right back. I don't know why they don't explode. I was raised by two left bedded hands. We're back. It's 7 till. Little Stones for you there. They just keep on rocking, don't they? Didn't do such a good job at the Super Bowl. I wasn't impressed with their Super Bowl performance. But, you know, some days a diamond, some days a stone. Back to our conversation about the making money online, making money on the internet, making money while you sleep. What I'm talking about is the good, the, what did I say, the good, the challenging, and I've forgotten the other thing that I said, the difficult, the good, the challenging, and the difficult. Your website has to be available to people in an intuitive way, or available where people are looking. Intuitive means that if somebody wanted to buy brown shoes, then they might type in brownshoes.com. Well, guess what? That site's been taken for a long time, I promise you. And so, you know, unless you were one of the early people who picked up that incredibly intuitive website, usedcars.com or whatever, people are going to then go to a search engine. And they're going to look for you on a search engine. Or they're going to look for you where other people who do what you do are found. And they're gonna search through those different folks, but what you will have done in order to be available, in order to, for the folks to be able to find your website, to find where they can do business with you, you've got to be out there where they can find you. That takes time. That takes a lot of work. That takes building relationships. That takes working with people who are like-minded, and that takes becoming part of communities, that takes creating your own communities. So, for the most part, when you hear of somebody making a lot of money online, if you ask them, I think they'll tell you, yes, I'm making money online, maybe I'm making a lot of money online, but that I think they'll also tell you that they've been doing it for a while, and they'll tell you that in order to get to that point, just like anything else, there's no free lunch. Anything worth having, it takes work. Just like all those platitudes that your mother and father told you, it's the same thing online. You have to understand the industry. You have to understand the technology. You have to understand the fundamentals of operating online. You've got to understand what people want to see when they get to a website. All those things. It takes a lot of work. It's a business. So please, please, folks, please, I want you to promise me that you'll do two things. Number one, I want you to promise me that you will get established in cyberspace, that you will develop an online strategy. I absolutely want you to do that. I encourage you to do that. I think it's would be a great thing for you to do. That's the first thing I want you to promise me, that you'll do that. The second thing I want you to promise me is that you won't do it and with the idea that the day you open your website, the money's going to come rolling in, because that's not what's going to happen. And if you don't have the ability to last, so to speak, if you don't have the ability to fund your life until you can start making enough money online to fund your life, don't quit whatever it is. Don't stop doing whatever it is that is currently funding your life. If it's a job, if it's another business, whatever it might be, you can't do that. Now, the one kind of exception to that, and it's not really an exception, it's just sort of an accelerated thing. I have to be honest with you about this. Online markets, like eBay, for example, there are others, but eBay's the classic example. Online markets do accelerate that process, and here's why. Because they bring the people to the table. You just have to be found at the table. And then you put your stuff up for bid. And, you know, you can, there are a lot of people who have accelerated that whole process that I just told you about by doing business on eBay. But there are difficult and challenging things about doing business with eBay or with Yahoo or with MSN or any of the online auction stores. So just keep a healthy dose of reality in mind when you develop your online strategy. And you'll be fine. And if you work hard enough, maybe you'll make a million. And if you do, call me up and I'll get you on the show and you can tell the audience how you did it. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website, by the way, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go see what that 8.5-year website looks like. I'll see you after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.